This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
So Grinnell wins the first game of this doubleheader, 3-0 over Albion, the kickoff game of the 2018 baseball season. Taking a look at the numbers for Grinnell, 3 runs, 8 hits, they commit 1 error, they leave 7 on base. In fact, they stranded runners at every base except the first and the seventh inning, where Albion retired the Tigers in order in those innings. Albion, no runs, 2 hits, they commit 2 errors and leave just 2 on base. For Albion, they got a base hit from Nathan Krall with 1 out in the first. He was stranded in the first inning. And Ethan Mitchell retired 10 in a row after that before Luke Bosser got on with an infield hit. I see Kevin Krall up here. We'll try to get Kevin on. We'll talk a little bit between games here. Superintendent of Schools here at Albion. And then Bosser got on with an infield hit. Ball hit deep to short. And he was able to get on base but was caught stealing to end the fourth inning. So Mitchell then would retire a total of 6, 7, 8 in a row before an infield hit by Luke Bossard. A ball that was a dribbler up the third base line, and an errant throw by Ethan Mitchell allowed the base runner Bossard to go to second. And then Owen Coffin came on, struck out the last batter he faced, Ashton Brand, to end the ball game. Tigers scored a run in the second inning as the starting pitcher, the pitcher of record for Albia, Edison Goodloe, struck out 3. He went 3 2/3 innings, retired the first 4 batters, 2 on strikeouts. In the second inning with 1 out, Nick Popp and a single to right. Blake Holubaugh on opposite field, single to left. Spencer Moss with a single to right, and that scored Popp from second. And the Tigers left a couple on base as Kaufman and Gibson retired to end the second inning. So a 1 out double by Jaden Gibson in the third inning. In the fourth inning, after Nick Popp had grounded out, Blake Holubaugh singled to left opposite way. He steals second. And then Spencer Moss bounced out to the first baseman. Drew Kaufman a single to center. That scored a run. And Colin Gibson with a single. That made it 2-0. And then after a scoreless fifth inning by Grinnell, it was Blake Holubaugh reaching on an error, a throwing error on the pitcher. He got to second, and then Spencer Moss reached on an error on the second baseman, allowed Holubaugh to score. So single runs in the second, fourth, and sixth innings is how the Tigers got their runs in the ball game. So Edison Goodloe, the pitcher of record, 3 2/3 innings, struck out 3, walked none. Blake Chance, the last 3 1/3 innings, struck out 2 and walked none. We had very few 3-ball counts in this game. Pretty well played, pretty well pitched game for a first game of the year. We'll bring on the superintendent of schools here at Albia, Kevin Krall, to join us here between games. And Kevin, how many years for you at Albia, superintendent of schools?
Well, superintendent, this is year 14. This is my 20th year in the district. It's
wow,
gone by fast.
Yes, it has. So I'll tell you what, not a bad ball game to start the year. Grinnell with a lot of talent back from last year. Albia's got a few new faces on the lineup, but they hung well with the Tigers here.
Yeah, they did. You know, I Ethan Mitchell, the pitcher, he's a very good athlete.
Yep.
My son, Cade, played with him in the basketball team, the intensity on an AAU basketball team. And so I know all about Ethan and his competitiveness and his ability to play baseball. And so, you know, we're a pretty young team, and we hung in there. I thought Edison Goodloe pitched a very good game, and so did Blake Chance when he came in relief. So, you know, it's a young team, and we're going to see what we do this year.
Spring sports just wrapped up. Sounds like Albia did well in the state track and field competition that wrapped up last weekend.
Yeah, our boys and girls both had some teams and some athletes up at state, and the shuttle hurdle won. Okay. And Hannah Isaac got third place in the high jump. And the 4x1, comprised of the same four boys, got fifth in the 4x1.
All right, so some nice efforts. A little bit of rain on Saturday, but otherwise it's about as good a weekend as you can ask for state track and field.
Well, I got to tell you a little story about that rain. My son was running at state there, and we thought we had plenty of time to get back for graduation.
Ah.
And because the last running event was about scheduled for 3:30 that we were in, the 4x1, which, you know, we get out of Des Moines about 4. We have plenty of time to make the graduation. Well,
sure.
We had a 2-hour rain delay. So
lovely, yes.
Getting back to graduation, my son literally ran off the track, got in the car, and we kind of sped back home to get, and we were at home And now it'll be about 10 till 7 and put on our cap and gown, and, wow, and away we went.
Sure. Well, no, you didn't break the speed limit. You went a little fast. It's not speeding until you get caught, right? That's what I've heard.
Anyway. I'll go with that.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, that's good. I mean, it's a nice trip. Not a bad trip down here from Des Moines, taking the diagonal as it is. And how about some other highlights this year, Kevin, as far as what you've seen at Albia High School here in the 17-18 school year?
Well, our graduating seniors, I think they've left a great legacy at Albia Community High School. We had two seniors, get over 30 on the ACT. We've had great leadership on our academics and athletics. So, those seniors are going to be missed.
Yeah, my understanding is there's been some construction going on around Albia High School. Talk about the progress and what kind of construction work, or will there be some construction going on this summer?
Well, right now we're looking at trying to do a space study to determine kind of what our needs are for construction. We are going to put on a new roof, mm-hmm, in the vocational area of the high school, so that's a major project for this summer. We still have some needs as far as air conditioning and so forth, but we're going to do a space study, a facility study, to determine exactly the best way to do that, and that's in the works. But the big thing, the big project this summer is the roof project.
Okay, very good. I'm sure that's a never-ending process, trying to keep facilities up as much as possible.
You know, it really is, and it takes a lot of our resources to make sure we have top-notch facilities. And speaking of top-notch facilities,
yes,
this Monroe County Sports Complex just gets better and better every year. They have a board that runs the complex. They've done improvements to our the middle field here that has basically a practice field. And, you know, the field just looks spotless tonight. Today they did a great job getting out today and trimming the field and doing making it look immaculate like usual. So kudos to the sports complex folks. Boyd Britton Field looks awesome, and they're out there marking it now for the game too. And an exciting time here in Albia for the softball and baseball season to begin. And it's always a fun time to look over and see the Little League games going on and so forth. It's just summer's fun in Albia.
Well, I'll tell you what, and summer, of course, is continuing on to that point regarding the boys' soccer team playing at Williamsburg tomorrow night in the 1A substate.
Right. We got a tough draw. Williamsburg's a really good team, but I know they know that Albia's a good team, too. So that game is at 5 o'clock at Williamsburg tomorrow night. We wish the boys and the girls on the team luck. They've had a great season so far. We hope we can extend it after tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to say Williamsburg's like 11-3, 12-3. I think Albia's record after their 4-0 win over Sheraton is like 12-8, something to that effect. So I'm sure they played some good competition this year.
Yeah, this will be interesting. I know at our soccer team, we got some quality seniors, but, you know, overall, we're a very young team as well, so with the first-year head coach Aaron Kester. So we're excited about the progress, and, of course, replacing the legend of Gary Gravert, who started the soccer program and took teams to state. So our soccer program, year in and year out, and when you're looking at the programs, that consistency. I know football there for a while. You know, we went to the Dome for 3 years, took the limelight. But year in and year out, our soccer program is probably the best we got going.
And how about softball? Got off to a good start last night, beating a team that placed third in Class 4A a year ago, 2 years removed from a state title in 4A in Oskaloosa. That must have been a heck of a ball game last night.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to go up there because I was at the soccer game.
Sure.
But Larry Achenbach, I talked to him a little bit today, and he said that, you know, it was a typical first game. They had a couple errors and so forth, but they hit the ball hard, and we know we have a quality pitcher and catcher with Lawrence and Beard, and that team, you know, high hopes for that team and the softball team, and we just hope the girls, the big thing about that is that we just hope they have fun and learn some lifelong goals playing softball.
Obviously, they had a lot of momentum coming off that state championship game, although a loss it was to Davenport Assumption. I mean, that was still a heck of a fire underneath them to get a good start for this year.
That game, I still remember that game. It was so long, it went 2 days. And
right.
I don't think I got home at 4 or 5 in the morning after they started that game. In fact, the game before, that was the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont-Iowa City game.
Oh, sure, sure.
That game went so long, they had to mow the field between games, Albion.
Yeah.
Because that Eddyville game was like, I think, 15, 16, 17 innings.
Very good. Well, like I said, a nice field here. I mean, this is a great facility, like you said, and I know it's taken quite a bit of rain. They were hoping that there wouldn't be any rain that would fall either from, like, because it rained a little bit Monday night into today, but it stayed dry today, thankfully. So that was a big plus to get this game in.
Yeah, and the grounds crew did a good job today getting the field ready, and the field, they've done a lot of improvements. I think they've tiled the outfield, too, so it can take some moisture and take some rain, but for the most part, it's a great field ready to go and play ball tonight.
So you had graduation last weekend. When's the last day of school at Albia then?
Last day of school for the students is Tuesday, May 29th. We had to make up two snow days.
Okay.
So we come back Tuesday with the students. We have a 2:30 dismissal Friday. This Friday, and a 2:30 dismissal next Tuesday, last day for students, May 29th.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, that we did have a few snow days this past year.
You know, we're lucky, though. We only had two. Up in northern Iowa, they had some snow days just almost 3 or 4 weeks ago. So we were lucky to only have two.
Very good. Well, Kevin, thanks for joining us, and been a great year, it sounds like, for Albia and for Albia schools in the 17-18 season.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and we hope that we have listeners that support these kids and come out and watch them, and if you can't, support them on the radio. That's great.
Very good. Thank you very much. Kevin Krall, the superintendent of schools here at Albia, in his 20th year. Hard to believe. It's been 20 years. I remember when Kevin was at Montezuma's principal there for a couple years, got a good launching pad, a good start to his administrative career in the schools here at Albia. Well, let's take a break. We will come back with more and have some more information to pass along as far as high school baseball and softball for the 2018 season, and we'll have all that coming your way after we tell you that you're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Sheraton Valley Electric is committed to providing member customers with safe, reliable, cost-effective, and environmentally responsible electric services. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op values renewable energy sources as important options for meeting our members' energy needs. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The Tharp Funeral Home and all their staff are proud supporters of Albia Athletics and proud also of all who participate. We wish you continued success throughout the course of the season. Go Big Blue.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Game 4 of the Western Finals is the Rockets and Warriors playing at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Warriors forward Andre Iguodala upgraded from doubtful to questionable, but still dealing with a sore knee. Warriors are up 2-1 in the best of seven series. Some news from the NFL, that is, owners just passing new kickoff rules for the 2018 season, which includes the banning of wedge blocks, also not allowing the kicking team to have a 5-yard running start on those kickoffs. The Jets traded quarterback Christian Hackenberg to the Raiders today for a conditional 7th-round pick, while the Eagles are releasing linebacker Michael Kendricks after 6 seasons with the team. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson says the Super Bowl champs will visit the White House on June 5th, but it will be up to each player, individual player, that is, if they want to attend the event. No shows at the Patriots OTAs include Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. The NFL has approved the sale of the Panthers to David Tepper for a reported $2.275 billion. Jose Bautista has signed a deal with the New York Mets.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Summer's Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summer's Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And now you can bring all of your empty cans and bottles to Jim and Charlie's Redemption Center. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
All right, as we take a look at the lineups for these two teams, Albia and Grinnell, in game two of the doubleheader, let's take a look at Grinnell's lineup first. Alex Farmer is almost exact same, just a couple of positional changes. Alex Farmer in center will lead off. Ethan Mitchell will play shortstop. He coming off an outstanding pitching effort, 11 strikeouts and 7 2/3 innings of two-hit ball. Jaden Gibson at catcher will bat third. The pitcher will be Jake Hall, will bat cleanup for the Tigers, batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Pop, as Albia has taken the field now. We're getting set for the second game. Blake Hollibaugh in left field will bat in the sixth spot, batting seventh. The third baseman, Spencer Moss, batting eighth. Designated hitter, Drew Coffin. He'll DH for the right fielder, Brock Beck. And Colin Gibson, the second baseman, will bat ninth. Defensively for Albia, defensively for the D's, and give me a second here. Okay, third base, Nathan Kroll at third baseman is Ethan C is at third base. Nathan Kroll is at short. Blake Chance at second. Trent Garver at first. Ashton Brandon left. Gage Wilson at center. Edison Goodlow in right. Nathaniel Wynn, the catcher, and Luke Bossard will be the starting pitcher. And Bossard, see if he pitched at all, and he really did not pitch at all. This is his first varsity pitching, so no line to speak of. So Bossard is a junior, but did not pitch for the varsity last year. Other games going on across the Southern Iowa tonight. Pleasantville's at Bondurant for our South Central Conference matchup for Sheraton. A non-conference game for the Chargers at Carlisle. A Carlisle team that smoked Pella 10-0 and 5 last night. Central Lee of Donaldson at Holy Trinity of Fort Madison. Mormon Trail at Melcher Dallas tonight. And Southeast Warren, a doubleheader at Moravia. A Moravia team that stayed ranked but was beaten last night in their first game of the year. Who beat them last night? Davis County did, I think. All right, here we go. First pitch on the way. It is 7:18. This is John Martinson. Thanks to Joe Millage. He's breaking in Seth, Max, and Camden on the board tonight. Good job, guys. First pitch is strike one. Second pitch, squaring to bunt, but he didn't have to pull. He pulled the bat back, but it caught the outer part of the plate for a call strike two. Farmer in the first game, 0-4, struck out in the first, bounced out to first in the third inning. Bounced out to third in the fourth inning and bounced out to the pitcher. So he put the bat on the ball three of the four times at the plate. Next pitch outside by Luke Bossard. One ball, two strikes. We'll get you the Grinnell Tiger batting lineup when they come to bat. Or the Albia lineup, that is, on offense when they come to bat in the bottom of the first. This is the game two. Game one won by Grinnell, 3-0. Albia limited to two hits. Next pitch upstairs, ball two and strike two, the count. Alex Farmer, right-handed batter and a senior, one of five seniors on this Tiger baseball team, eight juniors, five sophomores, two freshmen, and an eighth grader. Each team with an eighth grader and on their rosters. Next pitch skips to the backstop and We didn't have much of it. We didn't have hardly a three-ball count in the first game. We have one to the first batter right here in this first game. 3-2 the count on the right-handed batting center fielder, Alex Farmer. Three balls, two strikes, gets in the batter's box. And the pitcher, Luke Bossard, winds and brings it home. There's the ball hits to right field, and that's going to drop in front of Edison Goodlow, the right fielder, for a base hit. Goodlow will clean it, field it cleanly. And a hit to right, his first hit of the game. That's Alex Farmer's first hit of 2018. And it brings up Ethan Mitchell. Ethan had one of the Tigers' eight hits in the first game with a single to left in the fifth inning. He went one for four, bounced out, struck out, and popped out in foul territory in game one. So a runner at first getting a lead, Alex Farmer. Guessing Alex has pretty good wheels. And there's a ball hit to left field. That's going back. It might be. It could be. It's gone. Home run. Ethan Mitchell puts it out of here. It's against the wall. Pardon me. Okay. I thought it was gone. But no, it's up against the wall, and it's a long single for Ethan Mitchell. Alex Farmer holds up at second. I know that the left fielder was not going to catch that ball, Ashton Brand. He was kind of looking to see, actually, maybe just kind of decoying everybody to think it was going to go out, and it did not. He kind of like acquiesced on the play to the ball might be going out. So Ethan Mitchell with a long single to left. Runners first and second with nobody out. First pitch is high. It's ball one to Jaden Gibson. Wow, that ball looked like it was out of here. It had some carry to it, that's for darn sure. First and second with nobody out. Here's a set, and the one ball pitch on the way by Bossard. Misses outside. This is Luke Bossard's first varsity start, and he's down. Well, there's no score, but Tigers with a legitimate threat here. Two on with nobody out, and a two-ball count here on Jaden Gibson, who's in the catbird seat right now. And the set and the pitch on the way. A low bridge job as Gibson had a duck out of the way of a low inside pitch. So three ball, no strike count. Well, it's a non-conference game, and you've already put a three spot on the board in the first game. Will you open them up for a green light? Set in the three ball pitch, taken for strike one. Three balls, one strike. Runners at first and second. Alex Farmer at second, Ethan Mitchell at first. And nobody out. Tony Curry of Centerville, the home plate umpire. Next pitch is inside, the first walk of this ball game. The bases full of Tigers, but nobody out. And now Albia head coach Robbie D'Amato is ready to come out and not only visit with his pitcher and catcher, but all the infielders coming in as well. Mention the Radio Iowa Baseball Coaches Association poll. Top-ranked team in Class 1A. We'll work our way up the polls. Mason City Newman, the Knights are a powerhouse regardless of class. They are the defending state champions. Moravia ranked 8th in the first poll. Southeast Warren from the Pride of Iowa Conference in at number 10. And no other teams to speak of, but those Southern Iowa teams, they certainly know how to play baseball. Class 2A, Dyersville-Beckman, the Blazers from Field of Dreams Country, top-ranked in Class 2A. Centerville, the Big Red, ranked 8th. Class 3A is Davenport Assumption in 3A. Oskaloosa, the Indians, ranked number 6. And Johnston, the defending Class 4A champions, top ranked in 4A. Here's the pitch on the way. Jake Hall pops up. Should be an infield fly rule. Infield fly rule is called. He does have to catch it, but he does. And the infield fly rule says if there's less than two outs, runners at least first and second, the ball is hit in the infield, the batter is automatically out, and the runners can advance at their own risk. That's from Kurt Gowdy from the game of the weekdays and baseball days gone by. Anybody who's watched the baseball game of the week knows the infield fly rule. There's a ball hit to first ball hitting, and that's through the gap. It's going to score at least two runs on Nick Pops in a single to right center. Two runs are going to score. Runners at the corners at 3-0 for the Tigers. 3-0. They lead this game already. With a two-run single by Nick Pop, the center fielder Gage Wilson cutting it off. But on the play, Jaden Gibson goes all the way around to third. Actually, it's 2-0. So a run scores. So 2-1 to score. Alex Farmer from third, Ethan Mitchell from second. Jaden Gibson to third on the play. Runners at the corner, still nobody out. Here's Blake Hollibaugh, who scored twice, had two hits, and reached on an error in the sixth inning and scored a run. 2 for 3 was Blake Hollibaugh, whose dad has taught him very well. Grinnell College veteran coach. Here's the set and the one ball pitch on the way to Hollabaugh, taken high for ball two. Tim has had some very fine Pioneer baseball teams at Grinnell College in the last 20-plus years. And it goes from scarlet and black to orange and black here. Here's the set and the two-ball pitch on the way. Right down Broadway, call strike one. Spencer Moss is on deck. Runners at first and third. Jaden Gibson at third. Nick Pop at first. One out, two in. Here's the set. Here's a pitch by Bossert. Ball hit to the left side of the infield. That should score a run. Ball bobbled by the second baseman. Can he throw it in time? No, he does not. It's an E4 by Blake Chance. He is safe at first. Gibson in to score. And given RBI, as Hollabaugh's ball had it been fielded cleanly by the second baseman, would more than likely have scored the run. So Pop score holds up at second. An error on Blake Chance on the play, and it brings up Spencer Moss. 3-0 Grinnell already with one out here in the first inning. Here's the next pitch. Outer half of the play, call strike one. Tony Curry from Centerville, the home plate umpire. Mike Miller is now the field umpire. I thought called a really good first game behind the plate. So first and second, three runs and one out. Here's a set. Here's a pitch by Bossert. Pitch high and inside. And it's one ball, one strike, one out, three runs in. One ball, one strike. Long look. Here's a set by Bossert. Here's a pitch on the way. Pitches high and outside. Good job by Nathaniel Wynn to climb the ladder to bring that one down. This game can be heard tomorrow. You'll be here. You can hear the game in its entirety if you wish. It's at KIICradio.com. Download to your heart's content. As I tell my friends, whoever they are, here's the next pitch on the way. High and inside. Ball three and one strike. Again, this game available on demand starting tomorrow, KIICradio.com. 3-1 the count. Runners first and second, one out, three runs in for the Tigers. Here's the set, and the pitch by Bossert on the way. Popped up, straight back out of play, and the count runs full, 3-2. Drew Kaufman on deck. Spencer Moss up there with a 3-2 count. And time called, and now we're back in play. Here's a set now by Luke Bossert. 3-2, and the pitch on the way. It swung on. It hits a right center. Can the center fielder get there? Right fielder, again, dive. No, the ball falls to the turf. The throw into second, not in time. So a base hit. The ball went past the center fielder. Right fielder couldn't make the play. So we'll call that a base hit for Spencer Moss. So Nick Pop advances to third, and Hollabaugh to second. He got there before the throw by the right fielder, Edison Goodlow. So bases full of Tigers once again, and now Drew Kaufman can really break this thing open early. Here's a set. Here's a pitch by Luke Bossert right down Broadway. Calls strike one. One ball, one strike. The count to right-handed batting designated hitter Drew Kaufman, DHing for the right fielder, Brock Beck. Bases loaded. Here's a set. Here's the pitch on the way. That one over but low. Catcher making a good stop at his shoe tops there. Wynn able to keep that from going anywhere. One ball, one strike. Runner at third is Nick Pop. At second, Blake Hollabaugh. And at first is Spencer Moss. Tigers with a three-run top of the first already. One out. Here's the next pitch. High and outside. And it's ball two and one strike. Bossert falling behind on these Tiger hitters. And Kaufman in the catbird seat in this count here. This is a good hitter's count. Two and one. Bases full of Tigers. Here's the set. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on and hit foul behind the screen and out of play. And the count evens up 2-2. Ethan C. playing third base in this game for Albia. Nathan Krall at short. Blake Chance at second. Trent Garver at first. Left to right, Ashton Brand, Gage Wilson, Edison Goodlow. Nathaniel Wynn behind the plate. Luke Bossert, the pitcher. He comes set on 2-2 with bases loaded. One out, pitch on the way. In there for a call, strike three. And Drew Kaufman called out on a nice breaking pitch. That's a huge out. Out number two. So Bossert comes in with a strikeout, and here's Colin Gibson. Gibson, his first year in the varsity, an eighth grader. 1-for-3, single to right in the fourth inning. Bounced out his other two plate appearances. Takes the first pitch right down the middle for strike one. Tigers' first three base runners all in to score. A couple hits and a walk. Total of four hits for the Tigers in the inning, along with an Albie error. That hasn't helped any. There's a ball hit to right center. Right fielder Edison Goodlow making the catch. Had to go up the ladder to get it. But the Tigers bat around in this inning. Three-run score for Grinnell. One, two, three, four hits. There was one Albia error, and the base is left loaded here on the top of the third inning. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll give you the Albia lineup on this is Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted, but no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Lineup here that Tiger pitcher Jake Hall will face tonight. Gage Wilson will lead off, play center field. Shortstop Nathan Kroll will bat second. Batting third, Trent Garver at first base. The pitcher Luke Bosser batting fourth. Ashton Brand batting fifth in left field. Edison Goodlow, the right fielder, batting sixth. Blake Chance batting seventh is the second baseman. Quentin Bolin, the designated hitter, will bat eighth. He'll DH for the third baseman, Ethan C. And batting ninth, the catcher, as Nathaniel Wynn. First pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one for Gage Wilson. And Wilson went 0 for 3. He struck out all three times, twice looking. Here's the next pitch on the way by Jake Hall. It misses for ball one. One ball, one strike. Jake, last year, started 10 starts and 9 appearances. There's a ball hit to the right side, foul. Jake with a record, a nice record, 7-1. 53 and two-thirds innings pitched. An ERA of 2.22. 32 strikeouts, 16 walks. And there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Gage Wilson goes down swinging. And Jake Hull strikes out his first batter of this game. 3-0 Grinnell, and Nathan Kroll will be the next batter. Kroll, the shortstop. Here's the wind. Here's the pitch by Jake Hull. Tiger team that went 20-16. Grinnell last year started out like a house of fire a year ago. They won like 14 of their first 15 games, something like that. There's a ball hit to the right side of the infield. Second baseman up and over is good for the putout. That's Colin Gibson on the play. And second to first, the putout. Nathan Kroll is retired to the first baseman. Spencer Moss is at third. Ethan Mitchell at short. Colin Gibson at second. The first baseman is Nick Pop. The catcher is Jaden Gibson. And the first pitch in for a strike to Trent Garver. Garver 0 for 3. Struck out twice. Once looking, once swinging. Bounced out to short the other time up. Blake Hollibaugh in left. Next pitch is low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Blake Hollibaugh, Alex Farmer, and Brock Beck left to right. Jaden Gibson, the catcher. Jake Hall, the pitcher. There's a ball hit well to left field. Back, back, back. The left fielder, center fielder. Who's going to catch it? The center fielder in front of the warming track. Alex Farmer makes the catch in left center field, and that retires a side. Albie retired in order. 1-2-3. Nothing across in the bottom of the first inning. It's Grinnell 3, Albie nothing. Let's take a break. This is Albie High School Baseball on KIIC.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway...
He scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to sponsor and support the Blue Demon Athletics.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
All right. Top of the second inning. Grinnell batted around in the second inning. Scored three times on four hits. A walk in there. And one error and a walk in there. Three left on base, though, as it was, as Grinnell was, Albia was fortunate it wasn't any worse than a 3-0 game. So tomorrow we will have coverage of Albia and Williamsburg soccer starting at 5 o'clock. That will be tomorrow. It'll be a substate 1A soccer substate at Williamsburg, and that'll be followed by Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont softball. So a busy sports afternoon, evening on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country, 96.7. All right, Alex Farmer to bat. He singled to right, scored the first Tiger run in the first inning. Here's the wind. Here's the pitch on the way. In there for a call strike, nothing and one. Farmer, a single to right. First of four Tiger hits in the first inning. 3-0 Tigers, and the top of the second inning we are. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch and a sweeping breaking pitch. Nothing and two. Alex Farmer, Ethan Mitchell, Jaden Gibson, the scheduled hitters for the Tigers in the top of the second inning. 3-0 score was the first game win for Grinnell. Swing and a miss. And strike three. Alex Farmer down swinging. Out number one. Second strikeout for Bossard. He struck out Drew Kaufman for the second out of the first inning. And now Ethan Mitchell, a long single to left, nearly cleared the fence in left field, but off the fence it was. And here's the first pitch on the way in there for a call strike. Bossard now with a good breaking pitch going here. He's retired now three in a row. Last two to end the first inning and strikes out Farmer to start the second. And here's the wind. Here's the pitch by Bossard on the way. Swing and a miss. He got out in front, pulled the swing on that, did Bossard. Nothing in two count now. Mitchell down on the count. Jaden Gibson on deck for the Tigers. Bossard wasting no time. A pitch behind him to the backstop. He got out of the way, did not hit the batter. He danced away, went about a foot or two behind the batter. One ball, two strikes. The ball went behind the pitcher, or right behind the batter, pardon me, to the backstop. So no harm done, nobody on base. Here's the wind. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. That one low and outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tigers in the orange and black, Albia with blue tops. Red and white lettering, red numbers on the front and back. Here's a ball hit well to left field once again. Back to left fielder. This one off the fence. And the left fielder, Ashton Brand, going to throw it in. It'll be a two-base hit. Ethan Mitchell hit the ball the same place it was the last time. This time a double. So hit number five for Ethan Mitchell. He's come close to putting it out twice now. And Ashton Brand able to field that one, one hop off the fence. And it brings up the catcher, Jaden Gibson, a walk in the first inning. And tomorrow we'll have coverage of Albia Williamsburg 1A Substate Soccer at Williamsburg. That will start at 5 o'clock tomorrow, then Albia softball to follow. Pitch is low. So runner at second, one out. Light's starting to take effect here. Getting late in the doubleheader action just after 7:30 on KIIC. Albia, 96.7 FM. Here's the set. Here's the pitch on the way. And the pitch is low and outside. 2-0 the count. Indianola was the team that won the Little Hawkeye Conference last year. They're not ranked. That's amazing. They went 31-9 last year. Runner at second, and here's the two-ball pitch. It's hit past third base into left field. Jaden Gibson on with a hit. Here comes the runner coming around third. The throw is, comes into the catcher, and it's way over. There's no chance to get the runner coming in to score. Gibson with a run-scoring single to make it 4-0, and on the play, he will go to second on the throw home. So that's an RBI for Gibson.
Gibson, smart baseball, will take second.
So Gibson getting, taking second on the throw home by Ashton Brand, who kind of slung that one in from left field. And a high throw it was. Here's a pitch on the way inside. Had him ducking away from an inside pitch. Jake Hull popped out to the first baseman his first time up. So a total of 6 hits in the ballgame already for the Tigers. And we're just 1 out deep into the top of the second. It's 4-0 Grinnell. They won the first game 3-0. Here's the set. Here's the pitch on the way. That one hit to center. Back out of the center fielder. Goes up. Can't get it. Pass the center fielder, Gage Wilson, and that's going to score at least one. There's a two-base hit. The ball thrown in. And around, and he gets back in safely. He does Jake Hull on a two-base hit. A line drive to center field. Two-base hit, and it's 5-0 on the RBI double by Gibson. As Gibson in to score, as a wide turn by Jake Hull. He almost was picked off second. And now we'll have a runner, courtesy runner here, and that will be A.J. Wilkins. A.J. Wilkins to run now for Hull, the courtesy runner. So it's now 5-0 Grinnell. A double by Mitchell, a run-scoring single by Gibson, a run-scoring double by Jake Hull. Two more runs in this inning, and still just one out. And here's Nick Popp with a single to center in the first inning. Tigers with a 5 spot on the board, just one out deep into the second inning. First pitch, a breaking pitch in for strike one. Nick Popp with a 2 RBI single in the first inning to get things going for the Tigers. Here's the set. Here's the pitch, breaking pitch, inner half of the plate, call strike two. Nick Popp will be followed by Blake Hollibaugh. Tigers batted around the first inning, scored 3, left the bases loaded. 2 runs in with a runner at second, 1 out. Here's a chopper off home plate, and it is foul. Just to the right of home plate, about 5 feet. Just to the right of the batter's box. Count, nothing in 2. Of course, Oskaloosa won the conference last year. They went to the state tournament, losing to Harlan last year. They beat an outstanding Vinton-Shelsburg team in the sub-state final at Vinton last year. They were second-ranked in the state. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's strike three. More of a self-defense swing more than anything on an inside pitch by Pop, and he goes down swinging. Out number 2, strikeout number 3 by Luke Bossert, and it brings up Blake Hollibaugh. Hollibaugh's been on base every time tonight. Twice on base hits, and he's reached twice by way of Albia errors. Once in the last time at bat, and his first at bat in this game. The second baseman misplayed it. Ball hit right to him. So two on with two out. Runner at second with two out and 2 runs in. Here's a set. And the one ball pitch on the way by Hollibaugh. Hit to the right side. First baseman going to field it. Trent Garver going to run to the bag unassisted. Make the play and end the inning. So 2 runs score for Albia on 3 hits. There were no errors on the part of Albia. 1 left on base. Tigers have stranded 4 through 2 innings. Albia will have the middle third of their lineup coming up. Luke Bossert, Ashton Brand, and Edison Goodlow coming up. It's Grinnell 5 and Albia nothing as you're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt, physical therapist for Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Parents of kids in sports, listen up. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. And together, let's get you back on track and back in the game. Visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinic Rehab Services. Our therapists are trained to assess and treat various sports injuries, and they will get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com. That's mchalbia.com.
Tharp Funeral Home is a proud supporter of the Albia Blue Demons and the Lady D's. We are committed to supporting the athletics in the Albia Community School District, and we wish them all success this season.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
You heard on demand at KIICradio.com. Tomorrow, this game will be put online on demand at KIICradio.com. Luke Bossert to the plate. For Albia, Luke Bossert, Ashton Brand, Edison Goodlow. Bossert, his time in the first game, he went 2-for-3, had 2 of the 3 Albia hits. Struck out looking his first time up, but he got on a couple of infield hits that look like line drives to left in the scorebook tomorrow. Next, first pitch in for a strike, second pitch in, misses outside, 1-1. So Albia retired in order in the first inning. Next pitch, outer half of the plate, call strike two. One ball, two strikes, the count. Jake Hall with one strikeout in the first inning. Here's the wind. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Four, strike three. Bossard down swinging for out number one. Strikeout number two for Jake Hall. And it brings up Ashton Brand. Brand went down on strikes once, struck out swinging the last two times, including the game-ending strikeout by Tiger pitch closer Owen Kaufman. First pitch, outer half of the plate for a call strike. Nothing and one. Edison Goodlow on deck for the Demons. 5-0 Grinnell, bottom of the second. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Jake Hall looking every bit as good as Ethan Mitchell did in the first game. 7 2/3 innings of three-hit ball. Here's the wind, two-strike pitch on the way. Call strike three. And outer half of the plate, and two up, two down. Strikeout number three, and five in a row retired by Jake Hall. Brings up Edison Goodlow. Goodlow, the right fielder. Edison went 0 for 2, bounced out and struck out looking. There's a ball hit left side, up in the air. Is it drifting? Foul. Shortstop going there. Can he get it? Hey, I think he got it. Or did he? No, he did not. Ethan Mitchell wending with his back to the infield, which is a tough enough play to make, a long run to make, kind of in a Bermuda Triangle out there, no man's land. Third baseman, shortstop, and left fielder all giving chase but could not get there. So one strike the count. So back to the batter's box, Edison Goodlow with two out, nobody on, and the Tigers leading Albia 5-0. And here's the one strike pitch on the way. Ball hit to the right side of the infield, and the throw is in times. Colin Gibson to Nick Pop, second to first put out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Nothing across. Albia retired in order in the bottom of the second. So the Tigers will bring up the bottom third of their batting lineup. They lead it 5-0. Let's take a 60-second break as you're listening to Albia High School Baseball on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
And the catcher, Nathaniel Wynn, throws it down to second. Race start the top of the third inning. Grinnell scoring 3 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second. We'll have Spencer Moss, Drew Kaufman, and Colin Gibson coming up. Ethan Mitchell with a 3-hitter over 7 2/3. Led the Tigers to a 3-0 victory over Albion game one. Albion tomorrow night again in action at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont to open their South Central Conference season. First pitch taken outside by Spencer Moss. Spencer, a base hit to right, his first time up. Tigers with 7 hits in the first 2 innings. 4 hits in the first inning, 3 in the second, scoring 5 runs. Here's the next pitch, missing outside, ball 2. Luke Bossard making his first varsity start. Did not pitch last year. Here's the 2-ball pitch on the way. Hit up the middle. Oh, the pitcher deflects the ball. It caught him in the leg. And the third baseman picks it up. I hope he's okay. We'll see what happens here. It's an infield hit. So a good job by Bosser to knock that ball down to keep it in the infield. Third baseman picks it up. That's an infield hit all the way. So home plate umpire and pitcher Robbie D'Amato come out to make sure the pitcher's okay. He took a shot to the left leg, it looked like, trying to, a glancing blow, if you will. He's going to take him like a warm-up pitch or two. Looks like he takes a warm-up pitch. He's good. We're ready to go. So 8 hits by the Tigers. That was a screamer that came back to the mound by Moss. But, again, the pitcher, Bossard, did a nice job to knock that ball down and keep it from going through. So here's Drew Coffin, a strikeout looking his first time up. Coffin, one for three, a single to center in the first game. Here's the first pitch on the way, taken right down Broadway for a call, strike one. So Spencer now 2 for 2 with a single to right now, the infield hit in this game. We'll have Coach D'Amato up on the post game after this game concludes. And the next pitch on the way, hit toward short, or second. His second base on the short for one, and that's all they get. Ball was dropped in the transfer. That should be an out. They had the ball long enough before the ball dropped. He was trying to make the transfer from his glove to his hand, and the ball fell out of his glove. So that's a fielder's choice. 4-6, a second to short put out of the lead runner, Spencer Moss, at second. And so Drew Coffin reaches, and he's a runner at first. Brings up Colin Gibson. A fly ball out to right, his first time up. Here's the set, and the pitch bounces past the catcher. First wild pitch we've had in this game. Drew Coffin advances to second, takes a turn and holds there. Ball in the dirt, and catcher can only do so much to try to keep that ball in front of him. And that ball hits home plate, and it's anybody's game. So runner now at second with one out, and the Tigers up 5-0. Colin Gibson, a ball one count. Gibson, 1 for 3 in the first game with a single to right. His second at bat, there's a ball fall tipped and rolls back to the screen. He bounced out his other two plate appearances, one to third, one to pitcher. Flight out to right, his first time up in the first inning. One ball, one strike on Colin Gibson. And the base runner Drew Coffin gets a lead at second. Here's the set and the 1-1 pitch on the way right down central for a call, strike two. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One out and a runner at second for Grinnell. Threatening for more runs here with a 5-0 lead. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch and fouled at home plate. And we'll try it again, 1-2. So Gibson will be followed then by Alex Farmer. This will be his third plate appearance in as many innings. Tigers batted around in the first, batted 6 in the second. 1 ball, 2 strikes the count. Coffin the lead at second. Here's the set. Here's the pitch on the way. Just missed outside. And the count evens 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Let's take a look at the Albia season if we get a chance here. Bosser, though, into his stretch. And the pitch on the way. Ball hit to center field. Center fielder Gage Wilson has it measured, makes the catch, playing fairly shallow as it was. Makes the catch, and that's out number 2. So that's a pretty big put out right there. Now it's center fielder Alex Farmer coming to bat. And that'll be it for Bossard. Yeah, he goes 2 2/3. And they need to watch the pitch counts here. And this will be, yeah, this is a busy week here for Albia baseball. So they're watching the pitch count. And we'll have, let's see. Let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back with more Albia baseball. Albia baseball on KIIC, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
This is Elijah Smith who's pitching here. Freshman, okay. Elijah Smith, your pitcher. First time he has pitched a varsity game. So a little baptism under fire here, if you will, as Elijah Smith comes in. I would guess he's going to bat in Bossard's spot. So 2 2/3 innings for Luke Bossard. He strikes out 3 and walks 1. As eighth grader Elijah Smith, he'll face Alex Farmer. He's getting as many warm-up tosses as needed here. It doesn't look like Bosser's staying in. It looked like he exited the game and off the third base dugout. I don't think he is. So just a positional change is it at pitcher's mound. Oh, okay. Like Luke Bossert is in at third. So first pitch in, a swing and a miss for strike one. All right. So that means Elijah Smith will bat in the third baseman. Bossert is still a responsibility of the second base of the runner at second. And next pitch in for a strike. Farmer with a base hit to right and struck out the second against Luke Bossert, who exits after 2 2/3 inning but reached a certain pitch count. Here's the set, and the two-strike pitch misses outside. And one ball, two strikes. So again, Albia tomorrow night, baseball action and softball action at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont tomorrow night. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and for the second straight time, Alex Farmer goes down swinging, and that ends the inning. So no runs score in the inning. One hit, no errors, and one left on base. So good job there by the eighth grader, Elijah Smith, to end the inning in the top of the third inning. So it's still Grinnell 5, Albia nothing. Bottom of the third inning, Albia will bat the lower third of their batting lineup against Tiger pitcher Jake Hall. Albia, again, Grinnell 5, Albia nothing. You're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Computer services companies come and go, but Southern Iowa Technologies has been in business since 1998, serving customers in Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri, from individuals all the way up to large businesses. If you have computer issues, they have you covered. Computer repair, data recovery, network setup, virus removal, security cameras, and alarms are just a few of the services that Southern Iowa Technologies can help you with. Give them a call, 641-777-2824. 777-2824.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Blake Chance will be the first batter. Blake Chance, Quentin Bolin, and Nathaniel Wynn will be the first batters for Albia here on the bottom of the third inning. Tigers already a 5-0 lead. Jake Hall has pitched a perfect six through the first six batters. Albia, all six batters have been retired. Jake has struck out three of them. Here's Blake Chance to lead things off. Chance, who pitched in relief of the starter, Edison Goodloe, a swing and a miss for strike one. And Blake Chance didn't bat in the first game, bats in the second game. One ball, one strike, missed on the second pitch. And here's the 1-1 pitch by Jake Hall on the way, missed outside for ball two. Two balls, one strike, the count on Blake Chance. Next pitch misses outside, 2-2. Or 3-1, pardon me, missed 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Blake last year, 23 hits, 89 at-bats, had 292. Next pitch, a swing and a miss for strike two. Three balls, two strikes. Chance playing second base, right-handed batter. Next pitch, misses outside. First walk issued by Grinnell Tiger pitcher side. Just missed outside, not by much. And that brings up this is the pitcher, Elijah Smith, batting here, okay. So Elijah Smith will bat. Here's the set. Here's the next pitch on the way. In for call strike. Nothing and a one on the right-handed batting. He's now the pitcher, Elijah Smith, batting on the number eight spot. 5-0 Grinnell, one out, or nobody out, runner at first. Here's the next pitch, hit over the pitcher to the second baseman. Second baseman tags the bag for one on the first. They get the double play. So four and assisted, Colin Gibson over to Nick Pop at first for a 4-3 double play. Colin Gibson to Nick Pop. A 4-3 second to first double play. So that erases the base runners. Two down, and now here's Nathaniel Wynn, the catcher. And the first pitch to Wynn, a swing and a miss for strike one. Should Wynn keep the inning alive, it would bring up Gage Wilson. So a no-hitter going so far for Jake Hall. Doesn't have a perfect game, but a no-hitter through 2 2/3. Here's the one-strike pitch. That one just missed outside, 1-1. Nathaniel Wynn went 0-2, flight out to right, bounced out to first, unassisted, 0-2. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way, and just missed outside, 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way, swung on and fouled to the backstop, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two out with a 2-2 count here on the batter, Nathaniel Wynn. Blake Hall, the Tiger pitcher, winds and delivers. Just missed outside, the count runs full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. It's Grinnell 5, Albia nothing, 3-2 the count, 2 outs, nobody on, the line and the pitch on the way, hit to the right side, that's going to be a base hit, and that's going to be more than just a base hit, as Nathaniel Wynn will come around first, he'll go to second, he will stop right there, a ball hit to the opposite field, a two-base hit for Nathaniel Wynn, and there goes your no-hitter. So a walk, a double play, and then how big did that double play look now, folks? That's pretty big. As Nathaniel Wynn now with a two-out double brings up Gage Wilson. Five nothing Grinnell, but Albia trying to make something happen with 2 outs in this bottom of the third inning. Here's a set by Jake Hall, and here's a pitch by the right-hander. Swing and a miss, 4-1. 2 outs, no runner at second. If Gage Wilson gets on base, it brings up the shortstop, Nathan Kroll. Runner at second is Nathaniel Wynn. Here's the set. And here's the next pitch on the way. We'll say over but low for ball. 1-1 on Gage Wilson. Wilson has struck out all 4 times in this doubleheader. 3 times in the first game and his first time up here in the first inning. Call the set. Here's the pitch. That one missing outside, about the same place as the last pitch. 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, runner at second, getting a lead, Nathaniel Wynn. Here's a set. And here's the next pitch by Jake Hall. That one right down Broadway, strike two. Oh, ball three, pardon me. That looked like a good pitch from here. Good grief. 3 balls, 1 strike. I guess it was low. Woof. 3-1 the count. Here's a set by Jake Hall. And the next pitch on the way. Ball hit right side, foul out of play. So the count now full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner at second. Albia, their first decent opportunity in this game, though, with 2 outs and a 2-strike count on the batter, Gage Wilson. Here's the set. Jay called the set and the pitch on 3-2. Ball hit right side. That's foul again. Out of play. Three balls, two strikes. We'll try it again here. Full count. Runner at second, Nathaniel Wynn. The first hit of this game for the Demons. Here's a set by Jake Hall once again on 3-2. And the pitch by the right-hander. Swung on up in the air. Hit to right field. Down the right field line. Brock Beck under it. Beck doesn't see it. And it falls. He doesn't see it at all. That haunted the Blue Demons in the first game. Here comes a runner coming around third. And he's going to stand up with a triple. So Gage Wilson goes to third. It's a run-scoring triple. Brock Beck did not see that ball. And that's the second time tonight an outfielder has been haunted by... Wow. The right field has been an adventure tonight for both teams. First game, Ethan C. had problems. So Nathaniel Wynn in to score. He's off on the crack of the bat. Gage Wilson all the way to third with a triple. Swing and a miss by Nathan Kroll. So a double and a triple for Gage Wilson. 5-1 now. Here's a set, and the next pitch on the way. Hit to the right side, and that's out of play. And it's a two-strike count on Nathan Kroll. Trent Garver on deck should Kroll keep this inning alive. 5-1, Albia's first run of the game. In the bottom of the third, here's the set. And here's the two-strike pitch. Missed the outside corner, and the call 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Nathan Kroll, right-handed batting shortstop. Runner at third with two outs. Here's a set. Here's the next pitch on the way. O'Connor, breaking pitch. Outside corner, call strike three. Nathan Kroll goes down looking. So strikeout number four by Jake Hall. One run on two hits. There were no Albia errors, or Tiger errors. One runner left on base. So we've completed three innings. We go to the fourth. Tigers have the number 2, 3, 4 hitters coming up. Grinnell 5. New score now. Grinnell 5, Albia 1. You're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And now you can bring all of your empty cans and bottles to Jim and Charlie's Redemption Center. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
Hey, bird watchers. Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50-pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
Another inning of work here for the Albia pitcher. After Luke Bossard worth the first 2 2/3 inning, Elijah Smith. Elijah has now worked an inning. Actually got the last out. He struck out Alex Farmer. Elijah Smith. And Ethan Mitchell with a single to left. And a double to left. He hit up the ball deep to left field his first time up, almost a home run. He scored two of the five Tiger runs in this game. Here's the wind, and here's the pitch by eighth grader Elijah Smith, missing outside. He's going to try and pitch around number five as much as possible here. Ethan Mitchell, who has really scalded the ball twice off the fence and left. Here's the one ball pitch. That one scalded well to left as well. That is going to be caught by the left fielder. Man, that one really jumped off its bat, but it died pretty well out in left field. Ashton Brand making the catch. Had him play left. Oh, my gosh. And he put a charge into that one, but Ashton Brand had him play perfectly for out number one. Here's Jaden Gibson to the plate, the catcher for Grinnell. Walked and scored in the first, singled and scored in the second, and had an RBI in the second as well. 5-1, Tigers leading top of the fourth inning, leading Albia. First pitch swung on and fouled out of play to the right side. Jaden Gibson followed by Jake Hall. Now tomorrow, once again, it's Substate Soccer. It is Williamsburg and Albia. That winner will play at Williamsburg this Friday for the sub-state final. And the next pitch misses. One ball, one strike. The other half of the sub-state bracket, Benton Community and North Polk, that will be at Van Horn tomorrow at 6:30. Williamsburg is ranked in the top five in Class 1A soccer, but rankings and a dollar will get you some good coffee at your local C-store. There's a line drive down the third base line. It is a long, big turnaround. About halfway around is Jaden Gibson, but Gibson settles for a base hit. Ashton Brand able to field that one cleanly and keep Jaden Gibson to a long single. And that is hit number 9 for the Tigers. 2 for 2 is Gibson in this ball game. Now Jake Hall with an RBI double in the second. RBI double in the second for Jake Hall. Here's a set. Here's the next pitch. Outer half of the plate. Call strike one. So first hit given up by the Albia pitcher, Elijah Smith. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Tigers 5 and Albia 1. Here's a set. Next pitch on the way. Skips to the backstop. A wild pitch. And Gibson will advance to second. Thank you very much. Okay. Oh, thank you. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So runner at second after the wild pitch. One ball, one strike, and one out. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Four, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Nick Pop is on deck for Grinnell. So one on with one out. 5-1 Tigers, top of the fourth inning. Here's a set. Next pitch by Elijah Smith. Hit to the left side of the infield, a one bouncer. Looks to runner back to second. The third baseman throw across the diamond is in time. Runner will advance from second to third. And Jake Hall retired on a third to first bounce out for out number two. And that brings up Nick Pop, the first baseman. Pop with an two RBI single in the first inning, struck out. And now we'll have a runner for Gibson. I guess that'll be A.J. Wilkins. Okay. Noah Reese, a junior, okay. So Noah Reese will get the run at third. And the first pitch outside to Nick Pop for ball one. So runner at third now is Noah Reese after the base hit for Jaden Gibson. Here's a set. Here's the next pitch on the way. Misses low for ball two. So the Tigers score three in the first, two in the second. Tigers held scoreless in the third, and so far scoreless here. And Elijah Smith will try to pitch out of trouble here with a runner at third, two outs. Here's a set. The 2-0 pitch on the way. Pitches low. It's ball three. Good stop by Nathaniel Wynn once again to keep that from going backstop. It's a 5-1 lead for Grinnell. Tigers won the first game 3-0. Nick Pop, one for two. Here's the next pitch, outer half of the plate. Call strike one. Three balls, one strike. Blake Hollibaugh would be the next batter should Pop extend this inning. 5-1 Grinnell. Here's a set. 3-1 the count. Pitch on the way. Outer half of the plate, same place as the last pitch. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at third gets a lead with two out, 3-2, the pitch on the way. Pitch right back. Oh, ball hit right back to where it came from. The pitcher, Elijah Smith, the throw to first in time, and that ends the inning. And the Tiger threat is turned aside. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left as Grinnell has stranded six through the first four innings. We go bottom of the fourth. Albia will have the number three, four, and five hitters. We have Trent Garver leading off. Again, bottom of the fourth. It's Grinnell 5, Albia 1. You're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt, physical therapist for Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Parents of kids in sports, listen up. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. And together, let's get you back on track and back in the game. Visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinic Rehab Services. Our therapists are trained to assess and treat various sports injuries, and they will get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com. That's mchalbia.com.
The Tharp Funeral Home and all their staff are proud supporters of Albia Athletics and proud also of all who participate. We wish you continued success throughout the course of the season. Go Big Blue.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Trent Garver leads things off for Albia here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch right down central, called strike one. Garver with a fly ball out to center his first time up. Trent Garver, Luke Bossert. Bossert still in the game at third. And then Ashton Brand. That last pitch misses, one ball, one strike. Here's the wind of the 1-1 pitch by Hall. Garver tried to check his swing, didn't matter. Out of half of the plate, call strike two. One ball, two strikes. Jake Hall with a walk, but otherwise he has pitched pretty well. Gave up the double and the triple. There's a chopper, shortstop on one hop, gathered by Ethan Mitchell and throw on to first in time. Short to first put out for out number one. That brings up Luke Bossert. This Grinnell team will be pretty good. They have a great pitching staff that's come back. They will play at West Marshall, East Marshall, Thursday, Friday, respectively, at BGM, Saturday against BGM and Clear Creek Command in a triangular. Next pitch is a foul, just got a piece of it, one strike. So Bossert with Ashton Brand on deck. They will open Little Hawkeye Conference play a week from Wednesday against that state tournament team from a year ago, the defending conference champion Oskaloosa, that in Grinnell a week from Wednesday. Then they will host Newton for a doubleheader a week from Friday. So some good competition, good effort. These are good Little Hawkeye Conference teams the Tigers will see right away in conference action. Next pitch is swing and a miss, strike two on Luke Bossert. No balls, two strike pitch by Jake Hall, just missed outside. 1-2. A run on two hits in the third inning. Jake had retired the first six Albia Demons. Next pitch up and in. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. It's a Grinnell lead of 5-1 here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch on the way. And excuse me, swing past the pitcher to the shortstop. Gathering it. Mitchell, he took a second to get it out of his glove, but his throw is in time. Good throw by Ethan Mitchell on the first to Nick Pop in time. It's kind of a slow roller as Mitchell had to charge that ball, fielded it, and threw it on a line to Nick Pop in time. 6-3 shortstop to first in time for the putout. And it brings out Ashton Brand, a strikeout looking in the second inning. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Ashton Brand, so two ground ball outs to the shortstop, two out. And here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. One strike count on Ashton Brand, one ball, one strike. Edison Goodlow would be the next batter should Brand be able to extend the inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's over but low. 2-1. Brand is 0-1 in this game. Brand 0-3 in the last. He has not put the ball in play yet. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed, a breaking pitch that fooled him, and the count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Now Jake trying to end the inning here. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, hit towards center, and it's going to be falling in front of Alex Farmer. Line drive single to center for Ashton Bram with two outs. That's hit number three for the Demons. And it brings up Edison Goodlow. Goodlow with a ground out to second his first time up. Goodlow, left-handed batting. Is Goodlow. Here's the set by Jake Hall. Next pitch on the way, taken for a strike. Edison Goodlow, left-handed batting right fielder. One strike the count. Two outs with a runner at first. Here's the set. And here's the next pitch on the way. Jake Hall, Goodlow swings and misses for strike two. So Jake again, one strike away from ending this inning. But Edison Goodlow, let's see what he can do here. Put the ball in play the last time with a second to first put out. Here's the set. And here's a two-strike pitch, a swing and a miss. And that's strike three, and that ends the inning. Jake Hall with five strikeouts in this game. That ends any threat for Albia. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Albia with two stranded through the first four innings. We've completed four innings. We go to the fifth. With a score, Grinnell 5, Albia 1. Let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side.
State Bank, member FDIC, hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Once again, we'll have Albia softball tomorrow night after the Albia Williamsburg substate semifinal at Williamsburg starting at 5. The Albia softball team in action tonight. They're at Murray against the Mustangs, heading to extreme southern Iowa, just to the west of Osceola. At Annieville Blakesburg tomorrow night. Friday at home to Davis County for the Albia softball team. They'll go to Williamsburg, play three games in the Williamsburg Classic, take on Bondurant, Farrar, Comanche, and West Branch. For the Lady D's, the coach Larry Achenbach, good friend and known Larry a long time. Great guy. I'm glad to hear he's AD here at Albia High School. Larry originally from English Valley School District. First pitch misses for ball one to Blake Hollibaugh. Blake reaching on error, then bounced out to the first baseman his last time up. Takes the next pitch at the knees for strike one. One ball, one strike. Blake Hollibaugh, Spencer Moss, and Drew Coffin, the Tiger batters here in the top of the fifth inning. Leading 5-1, Grinnell, after winning the first game 3-0. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way, and it is just missed. Must have been up and in. Count goes 2-1. Didn't look like that bad a pitch. But pitch a little bit inside. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way by Elijah Smith, missing outside ball three. Elijah with one strikeout, gave up one hit. So 3-1 the count. Blake Hollibaugh looking to get on base here in some way, shape, or form. Here's the wind, and here's a 3-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got a little bit out in front of that one, and the count was full, 3-2. And Albia baseball will be at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont tomorrow night. We'll host Davis County for a doubleheader on Friday in South Central Conference play. That pitch inside, ball four. So Elijah Smith issues his first walk of the game. Second walk issued between Demon pitchers Luke Bossert and Elijah Smith. And now Spencer Moss with two hits in the game. Single to right and an infield hit in the third inning. Yeah, there were no walks issued in the first game. Maybe one or two, three ball counts, in fact, in that first game. Pretty well pitched game. Harris squaring to bunt, and he pulls the bat back. And now a throw. Now they got the runner picked off. Blake Hollibaugh between first and second. First baseman on to second. And the ball is dropped, and Hollibaugh gets back in. Oh, my goodness. Blake Chance dropped the ball on the throw from Trent Garver. They had Blake Hollibaugh hung out to dry, basically, as a catcher threw down, and they could not get the rundown as Blake Chance dropped the ball, and Hollibaugh safely back into first. So a one strike count on Spencer Moss. Here's the set, and here's the next pitch on the way. That's taken outside. He did not show bunt that time. One ball, one strike. Leadoff walk by Hollibaugh. Nobody out. Tigers up on Albia 5-1. Here's the set. And the pitch by Elijah Smith. Misses outside. Ball two. I guess if the Tigers didn't have Spencer, they'd have no Moss, right? Go think about that one for a little bit. Okay, two balls, one strike. Here's the set. And here's a runner trying to steal. Here's a pitch in for a strike. Here comes a throw on one bounce, and the ball goes into center field. And here comes Hollibaugh trying to get to third, and he will get in. Sliding save. A steal of second for Blake Hollibaugh goes to third on the E2. An E2, that's an error on the catcher on the throw that bounced into center field. So the count goes 2-2. So now a runner at third and nobody out. And a 5-1 Grinnell lead. Here's the set. Here's the pitch on the way. Pitch, a swing and a miss by Moss, and he goes down swinging. Out number one. Second strikeout for Elijah Smith. Now Drew Coppin. Let's keep an eyeball on the third base and on the pitcher. Good chance for a squeeze of some kind here. It's non-conference. Why not try something like that? You're up 5-1. Why not try a squeeze, a safety, a suicide? Pitch up and in, ball one. One ball count. Runner at third, Hollibaugh. Here's the set by the pitcher, Elijah Smith. Runner stays put. Pitch is on the outer half of the plate. One ball, one strike. You're going to try a squeeze. Now would be about the time to try it here. Up 5-1, why not? It's non-conference. You've got a pretty good, your pitcher's doing a job here. Here's a set. Next pitch on the way. Outer half of the plate. Call strike two. Didn't look bunt at all. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Runner at third gets a lead. Tigers trying to extend their lead. Here's the next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And now Drew Kaufman goes down swinging. He's 0 for 3 with a strikeout looking and down. Retired on a fielder's choice. Out number two. And here's Colin Gibson. Fly ball out to right. Fly ball out to center. Runner still at third and two out now. Here's a set. Next pitch on the way. Pitch is high. It's ball one. Should Gibson extend the inning, he'll bring up Alex Farmer. Two eighth graders on each team going at it here. Elijah Smith for Albia. And the pitch to Colin Gibson. Grinnell Tiger, eighth grader. That pitch is high. It's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at third, Blake Hollibaugh. He's been on base every time but once when he bounced out in the second inning for Blake Hollibaugh. Here's the next pitch on the way. And that's in for a strike. Outer part of the plate, 2-1. Tigers with a three-run first, two-run second. Albia countered with a run in the bottom of the sixth. Let's double-check that. Bottom of the third inning. So now 3-1 count as Gibson saw that last pitch end up out of the strike zone. Three balls, one strike. Elijah Smith, here's the set. 3-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Or a foul tip, but nonetheless, it's 3-2. It's a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Colin Gibson, right-handed batting, second baseman with a runner at third and two out. Here's the set. And the next pitch on the way. Outer half of the plate, call strike three. So a strikeout on the side by Elijah Smith of the Tigers. A leadoff walk.